This is normally a busy time of year for Dan Varner. He's a seasoned auctioneer in Delta, southeast of Grand Junction. But he says even he was surprised by the number of cows he recently sold.
It was one of our busiest sales since I've been here for 17 years. We're just seeing a lot of ranchers just starting to sell, especially their cows.
And these aren't just the old, less fertile ones that Varner normally sees.
They're going deeper and they're taking a few of the better cows that normally they wouldn't take.
More cows are being sold because this year's drought has made it harder for ranchers to find hay to feed their livestock through the winter. Irrigation water ran out early, and a lack of rain withered many western slope fields, cutting yields by almost half in some cases. As a result, feed prices have skyrocketed.
Because of the drought is so widespread on the western slope of Colorado, producers are having to bring feed in from longer distances.
Robbie LaValle is a rancher from Hotchkiss and a former CSU livestock extension agent. In some cases, she says hay is being brought in from as far away as Canada.
So not only is the price of feed high to begin with because there is such a shortage and there's such a shortage over a wide area of the United States, they're having to pay increased freight costs to bring in feed for their cows and horses.
All of that is driving ranchers to sell their animals, because despite cattle prices staying high, they might even lose money trying to feed them through the winter. Dick Hansen owns a ranch southeast of Crawford.
They realize that they maybe can make it with 20, 30 less cows, so those 20, 30 go to the sale. And then they got their fingers crossed they can make it.
Ranchers typically grow most of their own hay and then put cows out to pasture on public or private lands in the summer. In good years, Hansen sells his extra hay, but not this year.
It's kind of like money in the bank, a savings account. So if I have hay left next spring, it's going to stay here until the following winter. It's kind of, I suppose, the frugality of being a farmer.
And everyone is hedging their bets on what this year's winter may bring.
What I thought is, let's take a drive around and I can kind of show you.
In his 1984 Toyota, Hansen takes me up to one of the nearby irrigation canals, which is almost empty.
Well, this canal comes off of the Smith Fork River and feeds the reservoir, the Crawford Reservoir for irrigation water. Normally runs pretty strong all winter long, and it's virtually dry this winter. So it certainly isn't filling the reservoir for next summer.
And with snowpack already pacing well behind average this winter, some ranchers are worried. But Hansen has good water rights and says, like others, he's been through this before.
Look at my cows now. Look at my cows. Here's the fat cows, boys. And they're good.
Back at the sales yard, owner Dan Varner says he, too, is waiting to see what's in store for winter and what that will mean for his business.
The end of March comes, there's going to be some real decisions, and it's either going to be good or it's going to be bad, one of the two. And I'm hoping for good because we can sell all them cows and sell them and sell them, and it makes me a good year, but it ain't going to be down the road. It's going to be bad.
Of course, all of that could change with a good snow season. But even with a good year, it still takes time to replenish a herd. Still, Varner says ranchers remain hopeful.
They're always optimistic, and maybe that's why they keep going.
I'm Ariana Brocious.